Understanding God's Love Through His Son. By Jesus Friend. The love of God is no different from the loving nature of His Son. My Father and I are one. John 10 verse 30. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, abide in my love, even as I abide in his love. John 15 verses 9 and 10. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. John 15 verse 12. Table of Contents. God's message of love from Genesis to Revelation. Christ's public confirmation of God's love to humanity. Son's rightful and truthful testimonies. Conclusion on God's love displayed by His Son. God's message of love from Genesis to Revelation. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis 3 verse 15. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 John 4 verse 9. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 verse 16. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 5 verse 12 and 13 verse 8. The examples above and so much more throughout the Bible explain how God incorporates his loving nature, the love of his Son, his love for humanity as a perfect whole. This is nothing but God's plan of redemption to bring alienated humans back to heavenly courts. It is revealed in the gift of God's beloved Son to the world. God is love. This is the amazing and the most important truth of His Word, concerning the entire universe He governs. His one and only Son Jesus Christ, the member of the Godhead, completed the plan of human salvation. Christ's public confirmation of God's love to humanity. He gave to the world a revelation of God Himself in human flesh, nature. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, Philippians 2 verses 6 and 7. This is the relational and vital truth, God on one side, humans on the other and Emmanuel, God with us, centered between them. Thus Christ leads back to him those who he had created. God has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Who is the brightness of God's glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, Hebrews 1 verses 2 and 3. But, Christ voluntarily put this behind. He humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2 verse 8. Read on God's true character made manifest at Calvary. For the joy that was set before him, to be with his redeemed sons and daughters, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Hebrews 12 verse 2. Son's rightful and truthful testimonies. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2 verse 9. Therefore, there's no one else in the entire cosmos that has been so deeply surrounded in the love of God like his Son. Thus he declared to the world the only true God and his character attributes. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John 1 verse 18. On the other hand, the first created human couple, Adam and Eve, also had experienced God's love to a lesser degree probably. It is not because God limited his love to them. He is God of no partiality. For there is no favorite person with God. Romans 2 verse 11. They were created in the image of God with the ability to love. Moreover, they had the opportunity to grow in love for eternity. The same is true for God's redeemed children. They will advance beyond what they can imagine. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Conclusion on God's love displayed by his Son. God can win humanity back to himself through the love of his Son, which is no less than God's love. If there's one word that can describe the constitution of the entire universe, cosmos, it is love with capital L. There's no difference between love and God. God gave undeniable evidence for this truth, crucifying himself in the person of his Son.